Some lower-income veterans in Reno face a lot of challenges. Lack of transportation can make it even harder. Now the Kiwanis Bike Project is offering veterans a way to learn to fix bikes and get that much-needed transportation. Reno Youth Radio's Wyatt Daney checked it out.
What does this one do here?
At Kiwanis Bikes, you are surrounded by a sea of bicycles and bike experts.
So it goes right between the, right there.
On this day, those bike experts are listening to the radio and helping 9 veterans. The bikes they fix will help them get back on their feet. The program is called Project Hero, and Reno has been a chapter since October of 2013. Helping get veterans much-needed transportation is an important feat for project coordinator April Wolf.
I've had the opportunity to work with a great group of local veterans, helping them train for their personal goals.
One man working towards his personal goal of getting more in shape is U.S. Navy vet Todd Lacey.
Being 57 years old, one of the huge benefits is just getting out here working your shoulders, working your back, working your body.
For him, fixing this bike feels good, and the teamwork reminds him of the past.
Getting ready for battle stations, you work together. So this is just another wonderful period of reminiscence when you're all working together.
Not only does it improve his health and remind him of the past, this bike could get him a job. They also test rode their bikes, and that brings back memories too. Lacey remembers when America wasn't so friendly to vets, and he had to walk everywhere.
We've come a long way since when I joined the military, and in those days, I was stationed in Boston, and I wasn't even allowed to walk to the subway because you got beat up all the time. It was pretty brutal, and we just have some great people that support veterans and create programs like this.
Another veteran, Alex Rebus, agrees. He feels a lot safer now that he has a bike.
Well, I was walking to get something to eat, and some crazy drunk guy came out and tried to rob me and my friend, and he stabbed me. And if I wouldn't have been walking, if I would have been on a bicycle, I wouldn't have been in that situation because I would have just avoided the whole situation. By having a bike, I feel safer.
He told me that he feels more independent, too, because the program has given him the knowledge and the tools to fix the bike if it breaks down.
I needed a bicycle to take care of business and go to work. So I heard about the program, and the guys, Ron, told me to sign up, told me, brought me down here. My friends are all happy. I see them. I'm happy. It's like, it feels like a little kid at Christmas right now.
Wyatt Daney, Reno Youth Radio.